award-winning. They'll set you up with a loaner car, shuttle service, you name it, simple as possible for you. So they got the best in pre-owned new vehicles and also an award-winning service department. I've taken my vehicle out there many, many times. It is Landers Chevy, exit 121 in Benton, off of I-30, that is.
We are here at Hurricane Golf and Country Club in Bryant, chipping in for Arkansas Health Center, and we'll talk to some folks from the Arkansas Health Center coming up a little bit later, hopefully as well, and find out what they're all into. Did you hear that little fly land on my microphone? Get out of here, fly!
Fly's got something to say.
Stupid fly.
Say it loud, say it proud.
Did you watch any of Game 7 yesterday? Was it yesterday, I think, or 2 days ago? The Kings and the Blackhawks? What are you doing here? Cheater?
He's a golfer.
Yeah, well, he's also a pro at another club who I think has a four ball this week. I would assume he has better things to do than hang out with slappies like us, but I guess not. He's spreading the love. I respect that. I respect that. Hook him up. What do you say, Tommy Mitchell? You want to come on and visit with us a minute? But anyway, so it's good to be here, and you just never know who you're going to run into.
No, that's why they call it the
I've actually never seen
chipping in ACH.
I've never seen Todd play golf, cool. But I assume he's quite fantastic.
Lucky golf ball marker hat clip of Paul Eales.
You know what? I had one of these years ago, and I lost it. And I have – we did the –
Can I have another one?
No. We did the
Because I want to use one. I want to keep one in the package.
Oh, you need me, yeah. You need a 22 handicapper. That'll put you over the top. Oh, man. See you soon. But anyway – I had one. I lost it, but we did last year for the, I guess it was for the Paul Eales tournament. We did the deal with the, it looks like a switchblade. You push the button and the little divot fixer pops out, then it slides back in so it doesn't put holes in your pocket. I love those.
And then if you get an argument on the course, you can shank somebody.
True. Good point. It's a good shiv. It's a makeshift shiv.
Yes.
Tom, can you come on and visit with us for a second? But anyway, then we also had on there the ball marker with Paul Eales caricature.
Yes,
so
yes,
that was it's a cool gift. We may do those again this year. You know what else we haven't done in a while is a swizzle stick.
Yeah,
which is basically a little umbrella that goes in your bag, and then if it rains, you can put it over your. It's big enough to cover your bag, but you know, not a huge umbrella.
The last swizzle stick I got, I believe, was at the Paul Eales golf tournament.
It's been years ago,
maybe 6 years, 7 years ago.
Tommy Mitchell used to be involved in that, but he's been pulled in other directions. But we got a very important event going on here today. I will say this: I wish I would have had my Paul Eales swizzle stick with me down in Florida because we tried to play Regatta Bay. We showed up; it was about to start raining. I did not put anything on my clubs. I go back out there, and these people, very disappointing, did not. I guess they just left our clubs sitting out there. I figured they'd pull them under somewhere or something. They just left them sitting out there knowing we weren't going to start because it was raining.
They weren't at Pleasant Valley.
No, it wasn't at Pleasant Valley, or it wasn't Hurricane either. But I was very disappointed. And we go back, and my bag is filled with water.
You back with
And the other thing is I had the zipper open on the front where all my gloves are, so all my gloves are soaked, my clubs are soaked, my grips are soaked. I'm like, really? Anyway, they would never do that here. So let's move on to more important things.
We're here.
What is this event for? What tell me about this. How does this tournament? This is how many years for this? Three, four, five?
This is our third year, Justin. And it benefits the Arkansas Health Center, which is a state-owned nursing facility. It's a specialty facility that takes care of people that some nursing homes just cannot do that with. We have Alzheimer's. We have quadriplegic. We have some that are just beyond mobility. Their minds are fine and everything. But these people are just so very, very good. And one of the residents that the reason I'm involved with this is a quadriplegic. Went from facility to facility, then was not getting any help and got out here at the Arkansas Health Center. Not only did he get good care where there was no more bed sores and things of that nature, but now he can actually lift his arms and scratch his nose, and we're just amazed at how good the care is.
Boy, the things you take for granted, huh?
All right. Scratching your nose.
I know it. This it says it has a 310-person capacity. I'm assuming a lot of that's based on how much money's coming in. I mean, I suppose. But a lot of this is covered by insurance, I assume?
Yes, it is. And, of course, it's like I say, being a state-owned facility, there's a benefit for them to have help with that. I'm on the Friends Board. Now, this tournament is actually operated not by the state, but by the Friends of the Arkansas Health Center, which is 501c3.
Okay, so it's own little foundation.
Yeah, and so we do. I'm on the board with that, with five others, and we just saw that there were some needs that had to be met. And as a result, in our first two tournaments, which you guys have helped us with, we have built a 2,500-square-foot pavilion where the residents can now go outside and enjoy outdoor activity. They can be out there with their families when they come in from out of state or work. And we actually on the campus have some apartments that the families can stay in over a period of time and visit with their families and then go back without a hotel expense or anything like that.
I like it. I like it. So we've got celebrities. That's got to be a full-time job trying to run down folks that can play. And then there are people who pay top dollar to play with celebrities like my man Pat Bradley here.
Yeah. It goes all towards the foundation.
Yes.
To the school. So it's not really to hang out with me.
Not really a school per se, but yes.
Well,
to the school of getting better. You learn how to get better there.
But we do. We have people, and you're going to have some of these on after a while.
I see Joe Klein's name here. Where's Joe?
Joe is out there probably on number 9 somewhere, I would think.
Big Joe Klein is there?
Big Joe
Klein. Oh, by the way. I came up with two things on my trip to Destin. Not to interrupt the conversation about the charity here, but I've got our entire two-hit wonder bracket for the summer set,
good.
I think. And we'll certainly field some opinions from our listeners and some suggestions from our listeners. But I got an incredible group of bands as part of our two-hit wonder bracket.
Fair enough.
It will be the preeminent, the ultimate, the end-all, be-all in two-hit wonder discussion. Because
in the only two-hit wonder bracket I've ever seen in my life.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Because not be the best.
The one-hit wonder thing has been done to death. Two-hit wonders, not so much.
And then next year, what we're going to do?
Three-hit wonders. I know, it's like 7-minute abs. No, bro, it's 6-minute abs, man. It's only 6 minutes for your abs. It's awesome. And then I also, what was the other thing I was going to tell you I came up with on my little trip?
You did a lot of thinking.
Oh,
a lot of thinking.
It's a 9-hour drive.
It's raining.
Yeah, nine-hour drive. Yeah. Let's see. We did the two wonder bracket, and I don't remember the other thing. Must have been very important. Oh, I know what it was.
What's that?
I got our Christmas karaoke idea.
Woo!
I'm gonna run it by you, Matty T. I think you're gonna love
it. Okay.
Fair enough. Count me in.
And this one does not involve you dressing up as Little Bo Peep, much to your chagrin.
Ah, oh, man.
But it's gonna be fun anyway.
Can I still do that later?
Yeah, we'll do that.
We'll
in
save
the after
that
party.
For the after party.
I thought you wanted to dress as the sheep. Oh, that was Justin.
No, it was college. I told you about that. It was a phase. Anyway, so Tom, we have a morning flight, and then we'll be playing in the afternoon.
Right.
Do you know what these flowers are behind us?
I have no idea. I haven't even noticed them.
I need to talk to some. Well, they're behind you, so
okay,
you don't have
it.
Eyes in the back of your head.
No.
You must not be my mother, turns out.
But she did.
She sure did. Does.
Let me tell you a quick Joe Klein story, okay?
Okay.
We were doing our first Paul Eels classic, and I was on the show with Tommy and Baz, and Joe was with us, and got in there, and Baz said, Tom, you and Joe are playing together in tournament. I said, yeah, but we're not riding together. And Joe looked over and said, well, why not? I said, well, it'd look like a ventriloquist in his dummy.
Uh-huh, that's funny.
So we didn't ride together.
No, I'm sure Joe was very upset about it. I've ridden in a car next to Joe. He doesn't like to drive.
No.
And he does take up
a lot of the room.
He does. Not really as much as you would think, considering
he leans out.
Well, he's 7 feet tall, and he's husky. I mean, he's not like Hashim Thabeet, who's like a rail thin 7-footer. I mean, Joe is a big, brawny fella.
Minute bowl.
Yeah, I mean, Joe is like Paul Bunyan. If Paul Bunyan and Joe got in a fight, I don't know who'd win, but it'd be a good battle.
I'll go with Jeremiah Johnson. You know whose name is conspicuously absent?
Who?
Steve Strange.
Steve,
isn't he usually out here?
Today, we really had some conflicts today, Pat.
I got some conflict with Steve Strange.
Well, okay. Vance is the director of the AIC group, and of which I was an old AIC guy. And so that's being played at Nutter's Chapel today in Conway. And so Vance and Steve and all the Strange people are are up there today. Also, this is the Monk Wade Father Son Day.
Oh, boy.
And so we've had a lot of conflicts.
Welcome to my world. We had like 5 other tournaments going on in the Buzz Tournament Day.
Yeah,
so that happens.
I knew that.
Well, Tom, I appreciate you, buddy. Good job.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You. And we're going to get some of these other guys around here. And
that's good.
Let y'all talk to them next hour.
I'm tired of listening to me, so let's get them on. That'd be great. Thank you, man.
Already? You were out all last week.
I know, but I talk to me a lot. I mean, that's all I do when I'm away from home. I just talk to me.
What do you want to do after the break? Get a little NBA action?
Yeah, let's do it. We got it all set. We got some highlights. We got some reaction. The poor Thunder come up short again. I don't want to talk about baseball. Cubs have 20 wins. We do have actually a really cool item that's up for bid. And since we got a lot of Cardinal fans in the listenership, I think they would appreciate this more than most. We'll talk about it.
I'm down.
As we head to the break, I'm going to tell you one of the things I missed while I was gone. Jim's Razorback Pizza. I did not eat any wings when I was gone. I did not have any pizza while I was gone.